This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live in Arlington at Shakerton's off of North Collins. Now, I know the show's wrapping up in about an hour, but the delicious drink specials keep going. The pool table will still be here if you want to come on out. And now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Yeah, I've been looking up, Kevin, at the wall here. They got Tuesday tequilas and tacos. And I know they got karaoke out here, too. So be prepared if you like.
Oh, there it is,
karaoke, 8 p.m. every Thursday night. So sounds like tonight.
That's tonight.
Yeah, out here. So, again, show up a little later if you want to. Roll all the way into karaoke and enjoy some Sagamore Spirit Rye whiskey.
Let me ask you a question.
Hmm.
Tomorrow, it was going to be the combo platter, National Hoagie Day. It could still be that. Or do you want to change it to the combo platter karaoke? Sports opinion, and what is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, my gosh.
You kind of want that, don't you?
I kind of do because...
Okay, you heard Alec.
When I was running I ran a bar off McKinney Avenue for a long time, and every Friday night we had karaoke.
All right.
And Adrian was a key feature. Every Friday night she would do Baby Got Back. And the whole place would go nuts because she didn't look at she just walked around on the stage acting like she knew. It was awesome. So, yeah, I'm totally down for that, Kevin.
All right.
I have a song, but
I'm making the adjustment.
All right. By the way, I did just watch the video on Twitter of Jon Bon Jovi talking a potential jumper off of the bridge in Nashville.
That's wild.
And it is, again, and I don't know how to explain this other than he's just walking. And yeah. He's walking with somebody, sees this person standing on the other side of the railing, and just walks up quietly, leans over, and they start talking. And then the next thing you know, he's helping that person back over to the other side. And that is an absolutely incredible sight to see. It's pretty amazing. If you get a chance to see it, just get your eyeballs on it. There's no sound on the video I saw. So it's just footage from that.
I mean, good for him. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations to that. And, Kevin, one of the things that I was going to talk about in the last segment, but I'm glad I saved it a little more, was the other day when Trey Wingo was on with us, we had a great conversation with him, but he brought up the best day thing. And I think I had my best day recently.
Oh?
And I think it was Monday. We went to Carter's football scrimmage.
Okay.
And my kids are now older. You know, they're all in middle school or high school. And I've never really had this experience before until now. But Adrian and I are sitting up in the stands with Lucy. We're watching Carter out on the field. And then I didn't expect it. Avery shows up to the game. He didn't come to the game to watch. He just showed up because he wanted to see us. And
that's nice.
As he was showing up, all of his friends' little brothers that are in eighth grade screamed his name and ran over to him. And he had this huge smile on his face. So, like, all this moment of being able to see my kid playing football, my other kid, you know, is walking up to see us, and then Lucy's right there. It was a great family moment that I really enjoyed. So
that's super
cool. Far, that might be the best day for me. We'll see if we can add a few more to the list as we go along. But here is some sports conversation, Kevin, because the Raiders, who you know oh so well,
mm-hmm.
had a hot mic incident.
Oh.
On their YouTube, which I think I'm pretty happy that our situation that Alec always has us covered. Alec and Carter always have us covered for these. Because a Raiders reporter was caught hot mic'd at their press conference yesterday saying, quote, Gardner is going to get his ass kicked by Baltimore.
What?
And then some,
did he really?
He really did. And then Raiders report. Mitchell Wren said they are talking S right now about Gardner Minshew on the Raiders hot mic. This is embarrassing. He said, someone tell the Raiders YouTube team they have a hot mic. And they were just going on and on about personal things about Zamir White, Luke Getsy, Davante Adams, and more.
No.
And so it was caught on a hot mic. But the question is, was anybody else paying attention? You know, I know Raiders Nation is pretty strong out there, but was anybody really paying attention to that?
Wow.
So good luck to them trying to cover that one. That never happens where a guy says something and it gets picked up like that,
was
Nikki.
So I remember that investigation. Was it? Was he go? Or did he say, "Oh, please"?
Oh, please.
Yeah, yeah. I absolutely remember that. But then, what was it? A couple of months ago, the WNBA presser like had a TV show on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, "I'm."
What show
Angel
is
Reese
that?
Goes, "I'm sorry, what?" Which I thought was a very fair reaction.
And it was like Love Island or something like
something.
That. Also, hot mic situation, Kevin. Shiloh Sanders. The microphones picked up on Shiloh Sanders going out to the during the Nebraska game, walking out there, and multiple times telling the players during the coin flip, "We are about to roll your ass, boy. You know we about to roll you, bruh." And Kevin, I don't know if you saw, but it didn't quite go that way.
And then, he got hurt.
Yeah, and then Shiloh did get hurt. And he said, I think the quote is, "It felt like somebody else's hand because of where his hand is injured, and it's bad." But the Cornhuskers went on to roll 28-0 at halftime. And that
That game was a destruction. We were at this place in Addison for one of Jess's friend's birthdays. Shout out to Melissa. Happy birthday. Called Putt Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a bar, but also we didn't get to play golf. It looked like it had the most badass miniature golf course in the world.
Yeah. Kevin, so here's the when you brought up the conversation about Saquon Barkley earlier. I'm glad we were able to have that discussion because I was scrolling through and looking at NFL.com and Maurice Jones-Drew had his RB index up.
Okay.
And
which I don't always agree with, but I appreciate it.
Right. And the question was, who's going to bounce back and stay hot? And then the top 15 running backs right now ranked. And for his for the bounce back running backs, he says, "I don't think Derrick Henry is actually going to be that bad for the rest of the season." It was a bad game against the Chiefs. They needed to catch up. They were trying to play along with what the Chiefs were doing offensively.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also said that he thinks Jonathan Taylor is going to have an even better week too. So he's looking at that. He said Taylor entered the week averaging 135.2 rush yards per game with 8 touchdowns and 6 career contests against the Texans. But that wasn't the guy that you saw on Sunday. He thinks he's going to bounce back from that. Guys that he thinks going to stay hot, Saquon Barkley and Joe Mixon. That's where I wanted to stop here, Kevin.
Yeah.
Do you think that those two are going to be the best running back pickups for the teams that their respective teams this year, or do you think Derrick Henry rolls in as the better pickup?
I'm okay if I'm wrong on this. I still think Derrick Henry is going to be in that top two mix. I guess maybe just because I guess all those teams are probably going to be good. I think he will find his niche, and I think he will do it very well. But I understand Saquon and Mixon looked just unbelievable in week one.
The thing about those two running backs different than Derrick Henry is they are good receivers. Joe Mixon's a talented receiver out of the backfield. Saquon Barkley, like he can catch stuff downfield just as well as he can catch stuff, you know, in the flats. And as a receiver, as that option, you become a much more dynamic offense. And those were two already really good offenses that's kind of what they were missing. With C.J. Stroud, his downfield stuff with his receivers was already there, and he knows he has a tight end that he can work with. But, you know, Damian Pierce was not up to what they wanted last year. And so I was interested to see how it play out in the first game. Joe Mixon goes nuts. That's where I'm a little concerned, too, with the Eagles this year is I was hoping that – and I'm not saying I'm hoping for it, but injury does become a thing with Saquon Barkley. It's typical.
Sure.
But, you know, didn't Christian McCaffrey have a lot of injury history before he got to San Francisco? And even with San Francisco, it hasn't been perfect.
I mean,
he's been rather –
He has,
okay.
But just think about how terrified, to your point, think about how terrified you are as a 49ers fan right now, where it feels like he missed game one kind of out of nowhere, and then there's already rumblings that he might miss game two, and you're like, oh crap, is this going to happen all season?
Mm-hmm.
If that happens with Saquon, then I think it's inevitable they're going to be like, oh no.
And that kind of does flip me around to where the Cowboys are in this conversation, because in their offseason they said, we're going back to Ezekiel Elliott. But I also look at it and I go, the only thing that was really missing for Stroud was that running back. The only thing that was really missing for Jalen Hurts was that running back. the Cowboys still have, do you feel completely comfortable with their offense, or do you think it's CeeDee Lamb or bust?
I think that.
I mean, I think you can get by with Ferguson as your tight end and, you know, doing his work, but I don't think that he's a game breaker by any means. He's just what everybody would want their tight end to be. Everybody wants their tight end to be capable of doing all these other things, and then you have a guy like Travis Kelce who is a receiver at tight end, but that also knows the field so well.
And the reason why I know I'm not comfortable quite yet with the Cowboys offense is when you saw Jake Ferguson go down and we kind of feared the worst. I was like, oh crap, what's going to happen to our offense?
Yes.
And that's probably not what you should be feeling.
2 years ago in the playoffs, your only other real offensive option was Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
And then he gets hurt, and you saw what happened there. And so that's where I'm still uncertain about this offense. I know it's going to rely a lot on Dak Prescott, but where are the ways that you're going to get those game-breaking opportunities?
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks, I think this week, I really do, I think that Brandon Cooks is going to have a pretty good game. I think he's going to add another touchdown to the list. I think it's going to be a couple, maybe one deep pass that turns into that touchdown because of the way that the Saints play. But, man, their cornerbacks are also pretty sticky, too. So that's another factor that goes into it. It's just that Dak loves to see when a safety comes into the box.
Yeah.
And then he exposes their defense once he sees that. But with those guys, that was the thing that I was looking at. I don't know about Aaron Jones in Minnesota as a pickup also, because when I look at what he's done so far, good start for them. But is that team real, or did they play the Giants?
And
they exposed that just a little bit.
That's probably where I'm going to fall.
Really good question there. And then I have, so Kevin, I want to continue on with a couple of overreaction or reality questions. Passing attacks have been grounded.
I mean, I feel like we did this segment a couple days ago, right? Like, I agree with that. Yeah, remember?
Oh, okay.
Because we talked about passing yards, like, getting shorter and shorter. I definitely agree with that.
Deshaun Watson will continue to struggle for the rest of his career.
Okay. Oh, man, this is a good question. I was thinking about this. I know he was amazing before all this stuff happened. Like, he's really, really good. I don't ever think he's going to be a quality quarterback for a sustained period of time again. That's where I am. I think he's done.
The mental struggle is what
and there's something. I agree with the mental struggle. I still think there's something physical there as well. But like every time he thinks he can get away from it, like, oh yeah, maybe I'm healthy, I'm ready to go this season. Boom, another accusation. And
the one that we have today, I mean, there was breaking news, Kevin, earlier today that you broke. I appreciate that.
There's a video to be shown to go along with this. And I just, it feels like he can't get away. Now, I'm not saying, oh, woe is him. Like, he brought this upon himself. But, yeah, I don't ever think for a sustained period of time, I'm not saying he can't have a good game here or there, but, like, for a sustained period of time, I don't think he'll ever be a really good quarterback again.
Rookie quarterbacks can't play.
Disagree.
You disagree? You think that this was just, hey, man, first week, let them get comfortable.
And look, if you're taking the component of Caleb, Bo, and Jaden Daniels, it looks rough.
It does. Welcome to the NFL.
It does. But, no, I'm not ready to say that.
Kirk Cousins doesn't look healthy.
He does not look healthy. Like, he looks wobbly out there more than usual. Because I know you brought this up, I don't know, like 4 years ago, and I hadn't really thought about it before, like how he kind of looks like he has a shaky constitution out there to begin with.
Yeah.
But now it looks like it's an actual physical issue as opposed to, I don't want to get hit. I don't want to get hit. So I don't think he's healthy.
Yeah, if you don't want a shaky constitution, you want Nicolas Cage's constitution.
Yes. Or National Treasure 3 that we pitched out at the Reagan Museum. Yes.
And that's it for right now. We'll get to more of those tomorrow, Kevin.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Oh.
I forgot we got Kyle Yeomans tomorrow during the C block.
Look at you trying to bump Kyle out of the picture.